One thing that I want to challenge you about today is the title of our video, Nourish Your Mind. You're watching Sitem Church Online. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts of a group of believers who are paid a high compliment by the author of that book, reputed to be Luke the doctor. This group of believers are known as the Bereans, and they are compared and contrasted with another group of believers from a different part of Europe, that's in Thessalonica. And the Bereans are cast in favorable light insofar as their thought life is concerned. And if you've been watching our videos, the past two or three videos, we've been looking at the life of the mind, our thought life, and its significance. And today I want to paint a picture of what I see in the Berean mind, which is referred to as a noble mind. Turn with me to Acts chapter 17, verse 11, as we consider this group of believers. The Bible says that now these were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. They accepted the message with all eagerness, examining the scriptures every day to see if these things were so. The Berean believers are described as having an open mind, being open-minded. They are also described in other translations or versions as having a noble mind. And so I looked this up in one of the Bible dictionaries, and having a noble mind is such a great, great compliment. This is what it means. Having the type of attitude ordinarily associated with well-bred persons. Having the sort of attitude ordinarily associated with well-bred persons. It also talks about being of high status. Noble-mindedness is a stark contrast to what we would find in our day and age. Oftentimes, the life of the mind is in the gutters. The things that are talked about, the things that occupy the imaginations of many, are the things that are base, the things that would be in the gutters, the things that would not glorify God. And maybe you're watching today's video, and when you do an audit of your thought life, the truth is that your mind has been in the gutter. Your mind has been in places of self-sabotage. You've been focusing on things that do not add value to you. Instead, they take away. You've not been focusing on creative things. You've been, your mind has been on destructive things. Today, I want to challenge you with this Berean picture, the Berean ideal, the Berean mind. They were noble-minded. And I see three things here about this mind, this Berean mind. Number one, the Berean mind is referred to as noble-minded because they were able to examine the scriptures. They examine God's word. They talk about that sermon they had Paul preaching. And so they spend time digging deeper. Think of an archaeologist who's mining through piles of rock so that he can find treasure. That's what examining is all about. It's mining the scriptures until you get to that treasure that your soul desperately needs. They examined the scriptures. But then the other thing I see is that they were eager. They were not looking at the scriptures as this dull and old dusty book. They had a sense of anticipation. They were eager. They were hungry. They had expectation insofar as God's word is concerned. And do you want your palate, your taste buds to tingle when you interact with the scriptures? Then go ahead and take in more and more of God's word and pray, Lord, give me an eagerness for the scriptures. But then the last thing is that they were in the scriptures every day. The Bible says in verse 11, every day to see if these things were so. Daily, allowing the scriptures to pattern their thinking, to reformat their thoughts. I want to challenge you today to take a hold of the scriptures. Get an audio Bible. Immerse your mind therein. Listen to large chunks of scripture. Read, examine, take it in. And you will realize over time that the Lord is raising up your mind, as Paul says in Colossians 3, to Christ, your life. Your mind will be focused on heavenly things. your mind will be focused on things that honor God and glorify Him. I want to challenge you today, nourish your mind. Thanks for watching.